Pleased to be joined right now by Browns quarterback Seneca Wallace. First of all, Seneca, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I know we've got a lot of things to talk about, but let's start with something very near and dear to your heart, a very special thing that you're going to be doing, which is tomorrow from 1 to 5 p.m. at Colossal Cupcakes on 530 Euclid in Cleveland. You're going to be, and this is going to be for a great cause, you're going to be making your famous rum cake, and a portion of the proceeds of the sale of this will be going to your foundation, which is Joyce's Angels. Tell us about it.
It's just a foundation to help raise awareness to multiple myeloma. You know, my mom was very close to me and passed away of that disease about 5 years ago. She battled 8 years with it. And, you know, it's a very disease that it doesn't claim, you know, the lives of many women. You know, it's very rare. But, you know, she was one of the people that got it, and she battled with it. So now it's something that's very special to me.
And you're basically going to be taking over the entire store to be doing this. Is this, first of all, have you done this before, or is this something new that you've done in Cleveland? And what do you expect the response to be?
This is something new. You know, it's very it's funny how it came about. You know, I was sitting around over at the 668 apartment complex where I used to stay last year, and talking to the property manager, and I told her I got bored, and I was thinking about my mom, and I made this rum cake on a Sunday. And here comes Kelly, who owns Colossal Cupcakes. She comes walking in and overheard me talking about it. And she said, you know what? You know, I just opened up. We can team up. We can try to beat this thing. You can get me some press, get some people to come down to Colossal Cupcakes. And at the same time, you can make your rum cake and turn it into a cupcake. And all the proceeds will go back to my foundation.
Very nice. Well, a lot's going on with this football team, obviously, coming off the draft, Seneca, and you're well aware that a quarterback was chosen on the first round, Brandon Whedon. Give me your, first of all, your thoughts on how that impacts the overall position on the team.
It impacts us a lot, man. You know, first of all, you know, after the season last year, you know, coaches had to evaluate our position, you know, and that's me and Colt on the games that I played and the games that he played. And so after their evaluation, I think they made a decision that it was best to try to upgrade this team and at that position. And so they went with Brandon Whedon with the second pick. And I think that's a good thing. You know, if they feel like we need an update, and they went out and got a guy, and then, you know, a lot of talent, you know, Richardson with the first pick. So it's a good thing for us, you know. And, you know, I know what my role is and where I stand, and that's to try to get that kid ready as best as possible as I can.
That's the other thing, you being the veteran presence in this group, having a young guy come aboard, even though he comes in at 28, he's not so young for a rookie, and he'll be 29 in October. He's still new to the NFL. So you do look at it as something where you would take on a mentoring role with him?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a different situation than what it was last year. You know, with Colt, we came in both trying to battle to get the starting job. And so, and I wasn't going to share anything that I had with him if he asked me about a different situation with the West Coast system. But as a business standpoint, you know, going into this season, he's a 22nd pick overall, and he's going to play. And I'm thrust into that role to be the mentor, and I'll be willing to do that. I'm going into my 10th season, blessed to still be playing the game. And so whatever role that is, and I need to mentor him and get him ready for the season, I'll be willing to do that.
Seneca Wallace joining us, Browns quarterback here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. What do you know about Brandon's collegiate career? How much at all did you watch Oklahoma State play, and what kind of guy did he look like to you as a quarterback?
I didn't really follow him too much until I heard a little bit about him. I know Iowa State beat him, took away his national hope. So, you know, I'm very – I love that. But, no, great talent, you know, big kid. Strong arm. I know he has a lot of baseball background, and played a little bit, I guess, in the minor leagues, I'm assuming, and then came back. That's why he's a little bit more mature, 28 years old. So, you know, he's going to step in and be forced to be that guy, and I'm sure he's going to take it and run with it and do a great job.
You mentioned Trent Richardson comes aboard as the third overall pick of this draft. A lot said about this guy, a dynamic player, and I'm sure you paid attention to his work at Alabama and what a force he is, not only as a dynamic runner but a receiver.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's going to step in right away and contribute right away. You know, obviously a very strong kid, powerful. That's the things that you hear about him. Smart, talented, and I mean, he's the whole package. You know, you can catch the ball at the backfield, and in the West Coast system, you utilize your back. You know, he's going to be have to show up and on check downs and things like that, and get a lot of catches. So, He's going to be a great addition to our offense.
What's your sense as you are around all these teammates that are here participating in these offseason drills and great attendance to these? What's your sense of the attitude of the team and how guys are looking forward to 2012 season?
I think it's good, man. I mean, this is something that we missed last season. We weren't able to come around and build the team camaraderie in the offseason because of the lockout. So having this is going to help us out, you know, and then getting the young guys in here and building that team camaraderie. I mean, because that just is going to springboard you into this marathon of the season. And once you have that, you know guys, you know what buttons to push on certain people and the character of different people. I mean, that just builds a team. And so having the guys around and doing the OTAs and the mini camps and things like that is just going to help us.
And when you're coming off a 4-12 year, the idea obviously is to not just get a little better, but dramatically better. Do you sense that the attitude is right in that regard and that people are excited about that, about turning the culture around or whatever you want to call it to make it better?
Of course, of course. I mean, the city of Cleveland has been hungry for a solid football team, and us definitely as players, having the season we did last year, you know, it didn't leave a good taste in our mouth. And so we definitely want to get that out and move forward and make this 2012 season a special one.
Great stuff. Seneca, thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
He is Seneca Wallace, quarterback for the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.